Hello, folks. We'll be here as soon as I can get some CD action and fill out the necessary forms. Yeah, another fine rendition of You All Along by Pete Nerusian. And while I'm sitting here getting CDs in, we hope you weren't planning a cruise to Norway anytime soon, because we know what happens then, right? Yep, way back in 2010, we started hearing about problems with cruise ships. And of course, because it's a Cheryl Wheeler CD, I mistakenly thought that this would be the first song, but I forgot that she does introductions. Yeah.
It is great to be here. Really great. Cool place, man. Cool place. Now that they've seen, you know, what a total babe I am. I don't want y'all hating me because I'm beautiful. Could you maybe, if you could turn some of these lights down a little bit, give them some other reason to hate me. Let's go on a cruise, drink lots of booze, let the high life and the romance happen. I hope the trip that we chose is not one of those where everybody's puking and crapping. I don't believe they mentioned in the Fromers and Burlitz fires in the engines and the stopped up turlets, pop tarts and spam. I'm do-si-do with my baby, life's just so glam. It seems we're going nowhere, maybe starts in these parts with free hearts and pop tarts and spam. And you can look like a jewel, dress for the pool, and never even take your suit off. And we can stare at the sea, and stare at the sea, till an airplane drops some food off. We can swim with all the creatures in the beautiful sea here, and hope that when we turn around the ship will still be here. Pop tarts and spam, I'm do-si-do with my baby, life's just so glam. It seems we're going nowhere, maybe love starts in these parts with free hearts and pop tarts, and love starts in these parts with free hearts and pop tarts and spam. Pop tarts and spam. And spam.
Starting place, several thousand strong. all able-bodied runners with a common goal. From all corners of the earth, every walk of life, they'd all come to run from Hopkinton to the streets of Boston and try to survive those grueling miles of Heartbreak Hill. From when that gun is fired and they start the race, you can see the desire. Fighting for position, trying to set a winner's pace. Do your best to match the others, step for step and stride for stride, and all the aches and pains just fan the flame that burns deep inside. Your eyes can't hide the frightful side of Heartbreak Hill. Now when you hit the wall, you'll see if you've got what it takes. That hill's been known to be the turning point.
Gather round ye lads and lasses, set ye for a while, and hearken to me mournful tale about the Emerald Isle. Let's all raise our glasses high to friends and family gone, and lift our voices in another Irish drinking song. Consumption took me mother and me father got the pox. Me brother drank the whiskey till he wound up in a box. Me other brother in the troubles met with his demise. Me sister has forever closed her smiling Irish eyes.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again.
Kenny was killed in Kilkenny, and Clare, she died in Clare. Tip from Tipperary died out in the Derriere. Shannon jumped into the river Shannon back in June. Ernie fell into the urn, and Tom is in the tomb. Cleanliness is godliness, me Uncle Pat would sing. He broke his neck a slipping on a bar of Irish Bing. O'Grady, he was 80, though his bride was just a pup. He died upon the honeymoon when she got his Irish up.
Hey! Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again. Ba-dup, ba-dup, ba-dup.
Joe Murphy fought with Riley near the cliffs of Old Dunee. He took out his shillelagh and he stabbed him in the spleen. Where crazy Uncle Mike thought he was a leprechaun, but in fact he's just a leopard and his arms and legs are gone. When Timmy Johnson broke his neck, it was a crying shame. He wasn't really Irish, but he went to Notre Dame. McNamara crossed the street and by a bus was hit, but he was just a Scotsman, so nobody gave a shit.
Oh.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Uncle Brendan tried to drive home from the bar. The road rose up to meet him when he fell out of his car. Irony was what befell me great-granduncle Sam. He choked upon the very last potato in the land. Connor lived in Ulster town, he used to smuggle arms, until the British killed him and cut off his lucky charms. And dear old Father Flanagan, who left the Lord's employ, drunk on sacramental wine beneath the altar boy.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Someday soon I'll leave this world of pain and toil and sin. The Lord will take me by the hand to join all of me kin. Me only wish is when the Savior comes for me and you.
He kills the cast of Riverdance and Michael Flatley too.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
This life had many shades. I'd wake up every morning, and before I'd start each day, I'd take a drag from last night's cigarette that smoldered in its tray. Down a little something, then be on my way. I traveled far and wide and lay this head in many ports. I was guided by a compass. I saw beauty to the north. Drew the tales of many lives and wore the faces of my own. I had these memories all around me so I wouldn't be alone. Some may be from showing up, others are from growing up. Sometimes I was so messed up in.
just returned from Europe, I've seen London and Paris, and I'm glad to get back home to Yankee land. In fact, the little USA looks better now to me. It's the real place for the real folks, understand. But still I often sit and think, what would this country do if it hadn't men like Rosenstein and Hughes? We'd surely have a kingdom, there'd be no democracy if it wasn't for the Irish and the Jews. What would this great Yankee nation really, really ever do if it wasn't for a Levy, a Monaghan or Donahue? Where would we get our policemen? Why Uncle Sam would have the blues. Without the Pats and Isidores, there'd be no big department stores if it wasn't for the Irish and the Jews. MacDonald built the subway and his name we'll not forget. A word of praise is due to Nathan Strauss. Pasteurizing baby's milk, the world owes him a debt. He's a friend to every kid that's in the house. Without Big Tim O'Sullivan, what would the Bowery do? The policemen, they would need new pairs of shoes. There wouldn't be an east side in the city of New York if it wasn't for the Irish and the Jews. Where would we get our amusement? There would be no place to go if it wasn't for the Shubers, Frank McKee and Marcus Lowe, Kay and Dee and Billy Brady, Hammerstein I must include. I once heard Dave Belasco say you couldn't stage a play today if it wasn't for the Irish and the Jews. Talk about a combination. Hear my words and make a note. On St. Patrick's Day, Rosinski pins a shamrock on his coat. There's a sympathetic feeling between the Blooms and McAdoos. Why, Tammany would surely fall, there'd really be no hall at all if it wasn't for the Irish and the Jews.
So, yeah, I think we've got the board all normalized and back to normal. It is 6:21. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And let us not forget.
Says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you, all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right, get on your bikes, ride safe, have fun. All right, all right.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, so what did we hear there? Well, we started off with Cheryl Wheeler with the intro and Pop-Tarts and Spam from one of a disaster on a cruise ship. And if you were paying attention to the news, you realized that Viking River Cruise Lines, proud sponsor of PBS and other things, had a huge disaster up in Norway, not making enough attention to the weather. And it was a whole lot of excitement that people hadn't signed up for. After that, we heard Rick Lang and Friends, another local artist, doing Heartbreak Hill. They just released a two-song EP, a tribute to the Boston Marathon. And yep, they've unveiled the statuary and given us a sneak peek at it. And the marathon game will be coming up this next month, both for the Red Sox and the running of the marathon. Believe it is April 15th this year. Of course, for the purposes of the Red Sox and the running of the Boston Marathon, it's kind of become a movable feast. After that was Da Vinci's Notebook with another Irish drinking song. I just love the lyrics of that. I think that it is wonderful. I suspect they owed the idea to Tom Lehrer's The Irish Song, Sing Rickety Tickety Tin. After that was the Dropkick Murphys with Rose Tattoo from Signed and Sealed in Blood. And Mick Maloney gave us If It Wasn't for the Irish and the Jews. And we'll hear a bit more from Cheryl Wheeler, even though she's not necessarily Celtic, but you know, you might kind of think maybe this next one might work, except that, well, you'll figure it out as soon as you hear it.
I was out walking in the woods with my border collie, James, when I wrote this, and we were walking, and I found myself singing the chorus of the Mexican hat dance with only the word potato in it. And so I started out, potato, 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 potato. And I hated that it wasn't ending right. I had to make it end right. So I thought, as long as I'm fiddling with it, I'll see if I can't have each of the three syllables in potato get to have a chance to be the first syllable in the word, while always maintaining the proper order of syllables and then ending correctly on toe, as opposed to tay or pow. It was a long walk. I now have an entire song about potatoes. They're red, they're white, they're brown. They get that way underground. There can't be much to do, so now they have blue ones too. We don't care what they look like, we'll eat them any way they can fit on our plate. Every way we can conjure to eat them, we're delighted and think they're just great. Potato, 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 potato. Sometimes we ditch the skin to eat what it's holding in. Sometimes we'd rather please have just the outside with cheese. They have eyes, but they do not have faces. I don't know if their feelings get hurt by just hanging around in dark places where they only can stare at the dirt. Potato, 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 potato. I guess the use is scant for other parts of the plant, but that which grows in view is eating potato too. I imagine them under their acres out in Idaho and up in Maine. Maybe one
wondering if they'll be bakers or canisters or latkes or plain. Potato, 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 potato.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You guys are great. Thanks a whole lot. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So now we're going to leave you with this one. I really do love this part of the country. I love being in the Northwest. This last song is a song I wrote last spring when I was in Portland. I was sort of depressed, and I didn't even know it until I got to Portland and felt so much better. And I just needed to be in a left-wing place, and boy, Portland fits the bill. They have Birkenstocks on their feet and hands in Portland. And I needed that, I really did. And I felt like Portland was a giant chiropractor that adjusted me. And I was feeling very grateful. And I was sitting in this little kind of a restaurant diner thing that was attached to the hotel I was in. And I flashed on a memory that I'm sure I hadn't thought of in, well, 25 years, of the first time that I ever, you know, did a public performance with a guitar when I was 12. And it was at a coffee house in Timonium, Maryland, where I grew up, called Patches 15 Below. And it was Hootenanny night. You know, anybody could get up and do a song. So I did two songs, and then I remember the two songs I did were Ella Speed and All the Pretty Little Horses. And sitting there in that restaurant, I so remembered that night. I remembered walking off stage to thunderous applause, thinking this sentence: they're not clapping because you're good, they're clapping because you're 12. And being very aware that you're not that good, you're 12. Of course they're gonna be nice to you, you're 12. And so I'm sitting there and I'm remembering that coffee house, and I hadn't thought of it in so long, and I loved that place. I loved it. I lived to get to go to that place. And I didn't get to go by myself. I was a junior high school kid. But the man who lived up the street, who was the man from whom I learned to play guitar, he would go a lot, so I always went when he went. And otherwise, I would just torn swoggle any adult I could into taking me to the coffee house. And I loved those itinerant folk singer people. They just killed me. My favorite guy was a guy named Bob Steddings and Bob Gibson, those two guys. And I remembered thinking, oh my gosh, what if you could do what they do? What if you could travel around and be a folk singer? Wouldn't that just be something? And it didn't occur to me until last spring, sitting in this little restaurant in Portland. I'm like, oh my God, I am one of them. That is, that's what I'm doing, isn't it? And so it seems like, well, how could you not have noticed this? But, and I will tell you the truth, I never did set out to have a folk music career. I set out to not have a job. That was my goal. I didn't want to have a job. I wanted to sit around and play the guitar all the time, smoke pot. And so I never thought about it. And sitting there in Portland, I'm like, oh my God, my dream, my junior high school dream came true. And I have been so happily engrossed in it that I never even once stepped back to notice that it came true. I just kept getting up every day thinking, still don't have a job, still don't have a job. So, I'm gonna leave you with this one, and thanks so much. You've been great all night.
It's raining in Portland, but I'm still glad to be here. I love the Northwest and I don't mind the gray. Feels like there's lots of old hippies like me here. Suits me just fine is what I've got to say. The world is so crazy and angry and greedy. Turn off the TV, turn from the fray. I can't explain it, I can just say that it felt great to wake up in Portland today. And life in the folk lane is hardly a highway. It's more like a bike path with Holiday Inns. Once I was 14 and dreaming that someday I'd travel along it to see where it ends. But 14 could never see 60 too clearly, and 60 sees 14 not fading away. Got no dreams to make up, no bones to take up, just felt great to wake up in Portland today. Something changed the light I was standing in. Hotels and highways can blur in the rear view, till where you are going is where you have been. And somehow in Portland there's something to steer to, something to lift you and usher you in. Bridges and pine trees, gray sky and water, hushed all the bother, washed it away. And something got mended, stirred up and blended, kindly attended in Portland today. Something got mended, stirred up and blended, kindly attended in Portland today.
Thank you all. I loved this. Thanks, Christian, for great sound. The wonderful Kenny White. Thank you so much. See you next time. Bye-bye.
L'autre jour en m'y promenant, j'ai entendu plein d'une jardinière qui me disait en son doux chant, je vois dépérir mon parterre, mon gosier qui désespère. Va-t-il mourir faute d'arrosoir?
Mon gosier qui désespère, va-t-il mourir faute d'arrosoir?
Tout doucement je m'approche d'elle, en lui donnant ce doux langage, en lui disant mademoiselle, je serai bon à votre jardinage pour cultiver vos rosiers, vos fleurs. Vont-elles mourir fond d'arrosoir?
Pour cultiver vos rosiers, vos fleurs. Vont-elles mourir fond d'arrosoir?
Monsieur, êtes-vous jardinier? Connaissez-vous l'agriculture? Oh, savez-vous bien cultiver à la chaleur, à la froidure? Connaître le terrain à fond, les fleurs dans toutes les saisons. Je suis un fin jardinier et j'en connais très bien la plante. Aussitôt que j'ai cultivé, aussitôt que le fruit augmente, je te ferai voir le pouvoir de mon joli petit arrosoir.
Je te ferai voir le pouvoir de mon joli petit arrosoir.
Monsieur, entrez dans mon jardin pour arroser mes vignolettes, toutes mes fleurs, mes parchemins, toutes mes jolies fleurs d'amourette. Puisque vous êtes si bon jardinier, enfin j'espère l'amour arroser mon rosier.
Puisque vous êtes si bon jardinier, enfin j'espère
l'amour arroser mon rosier.
is where all the rainbows end. It's the graveyard of our dreams, where the watercolors fade to shades of gray. Its fight for life and bled away. I will not forget, but I will not remain. Time has closed a door, I won't open it again. Beauty doesn't last, life is full of pain. Still I'm looking for a living fire, not a in the rain. I will not stay to fall and drown in the many pools of tears, or be swept away by streams of bitterness. Once we were confident and sure we were going to change the world. Now there's
upon our bunk. 120 days. We were taken as passengers by the hand and led round in six different ways. Well, we each of us drank a parting glass in case we might never meet more. And I drank a health to old Ireland and Paddy's green shamrock shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrade boys who dwell on that sainted ground. And if fortune it ever should favour me, are I to have money in store, I'll come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore. I'll come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore.
It's not love that you're looking for, and it's not love that you're hunting down. You're just on the trail of the innocent, the frail, and you're gonna rob them. Don't mind causing pain. Well, who you drive insane? Those time bombs explode years down the road, but that's not your problem. To put a twinkle in your eye. All that grief to give you some relief and to satisfy, oh, the dog in you. God made me. Please don't say I can't help who I am. You can't justify, you're beyond any measure, just to get your pleasure. Put a twinkle in your eye. I grieve just to give you some relief and to satisfy the dog in dark in you.
And that was Richard Thompson with The Dog in You, and that's from his latest album, 13 Rivers, and this just came across me email stream here. Richard Thompson and Nancy Covey's Frets and Refrains Acoustic Guitar and Songwriting Camp. And first of all, the camp is nearly sold out, so you might want to sign up soon. And if you think it's overseas, think again. It's at Full Moon Resort, Big Indian, New York, 2.5 hours north of New York City. And it's taking place from July 8th through the 12th. But the reason why we're announcing it on the air is spread the word to young musicians to apply for free scholarships up to $1,350. Yes, that will get you the full week in a tent. We're looking for enthusiastic young guitar players and or songwriters with a passion for music who are eager to participate but could not afford to do so without help from the Zoe Klimley Scholarship Fund. To apply for a scholarship, just go to the website www.fretsandrefrains.com. You'll see an application there for the Zoe Klimley Scholarship Fund. And Leon, it's only for people 16 to 26 years of age. Also, we want to mention that it has a deadline of April 1st, but the deadline has been extended. And for those of you who think, well, you know, that might be interesting. I know I've heard of Richard Thompson. Well, it's songwriting with Sean Colvin, Teddy Thompson, Marissa Nadler, acoustic guitar with Martin Simpson, Happy Trom, Zach Hobbs, Bobby Eichhorn, performance and vocal coaching with Sloan Wainwright, music strategies with Henry Kaiser, live sound with Simon Tassano, guitar maintenance with Bobby Eichhorn, and there's a nightly open mic and old school dance party hosted by Jack Thompson. And finally, we come to their, if you will, mission statement. Frets and Refrains is for musicians and music lovers of all ages, all levels, in a non-competitive, relaxing resort camp environment in the beautiful Catskill Mountains just outside of Woodstock, New York. All righty then. Before Richard, we heard Lunasa with Patty's Green Shamrock Shore from their album Kaz. Jennifer Bell and Wilson Walker gave us Ashes in the Rain from And So to Bedlam. And a shout out, this is Vietnam Veterans Memorial Day, folks. Before that was Levant du Nord with the Jardinaire from their brand new album Territoires, just out on Borealis Records. And Cheryl Wheeler gave us Intro to Potato and Intro to Portland and both songs. It is 6:56. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. And Richard's going to do one more song for us.